I invite you to breathe in, to be present. Our heart beats, just like the wood duck's heart beats. We have eyes to see, hands to hold, are a wonder and a miracle. So I invite you to listen to your heartbeat, to feel your own hands, to breathe, to be still in this moment of tumbling headlong, to be present. And I invite each to pray or reflect according to your own heart and custom. Into the silence. May the spirit of life and love be with us. May we recognize our own heart beating and the hearts of one another in lives of love and compassion. Amen. Ashe. Blessed be. For the space of a few breaths, writes Kaki McTeague, my friend and colleague, my deductive linear mind had been shocked into silence, startled awake. It should not take, she says, a duck in the living room for us to come alive to wonder. But sometimes it does, doesn't it? It takes something to shock us awake, to get us to stop the motion from one moment to the next. It's in another set of words that McTeague writes that we come in particular to worship so that we might rest for a moment on the forming edge of our lives and resist the headlong tumble into the next moment. I love that phrase, the headlong tumble into the next moment. You ever feel like that's the way life goes? I'm starting my 13th year of ministry. I wrote that sentence and then I read that this morning rehearsing and I thought, it's actually October already. Like I'm well into my 13th year of ministry. My eighth year in Rockford, my youngest child started kindergarten. Got a year and a half until I hit 40. Where did the time go? I speak with all of you and I know, because you say the same words, that this doesn't stop, right? It just keeps going. The headlong tumble into the next moment. We try to stop. So that we don't come to some point in our lives and have only that question left, where did the time go? You don't need a duck in the living room to have these moments of waking up, of attention. But it often takes something, some surprise, something to catch you off guard, something we might call grace. I don't mean grace as unmerited salvation from a vengeful deity or anything like that. I mean the grace of the moment, the beauty and the wonder and awe that reminds you that life is a gift, a wonder and a blessing, unearned and maybe unexpected or even unwanted blessing, holiness in disguise. One of the orthodox ideas about grace is that it is offered only to some people, and they have no choice but to accept it. I don't believe that. And the rejection of this idea is core to universalism. Instead, our faith tradition affirmed hundreds of years ago that grace, unearned blessing, love, was offered to everyone, no exceptions. And then our task then was to open our hearts to it, to let it in. The choice was up to us, and we could let it in or not. That was our understanding, but there was this confusion. Because we all have this experience. We're not thinking about wonder or beauty. We're just going on with our lives and we get surprised, right? We glance up at the stars or a beautiful piece of music catches us. Or maybe we're just going along and boom, something happens. And we feel that transcendence, the awe, the trembling and mystery, the connection, the peace, Whatever words we might use, we feel this power, and we didn't expect it. So there is the affirmative act of cultivating experiences of wonder and grace. That's another sermon. This one is about what to do when you're not cultivating it. But there it is anyway. The dream you can't shake. The singular moment. The tugging conscience. The longing for a better life. What do you do when grace and wonder and the fullness of life presents itself to you without warning, without an opt-out clause? What do? Surrender. Surrender. But don't give yourself away. Surrender, surrender, but don't give yourself away. I've been wanting to preach on this lyric ever since I got to town. It's Cheap Trick, right? It's Rockford's band. How can I not want to preach on this? And when I saw that the theme for October was letting go, I thought we are going to make this happen. And Tim will tell you, it was like back in the spring, I said, we're doing this. You got to get Ron here on the 18th of October. We're doing Surrender. And I thought, this we got to do. Like most of rock and roll, this song is about love and drugs. I mean, right, that's what the song is about. The teenager from whose perspective the song is told is warned about both things, love and drugs. Be careful, you never know what you'll catch. But he discovers that shock, his parents were young once, and shock, they sometimes still roll on the couch, roll in numbers, even got his Kiss records out. Some days, none of us are as old as our children think we are. So be careful, he sings, but don't forget to live. Surrender, surrender, but don't give yourself away. We can be too careful sometimes. The experience of wonder and awe is disorienting. We might have to change our life. And so there are decent reasons why we might choose some caution. But often, I think we're just trying to be respectable. We think that the path of wisdom is sober and reflective and rational and based entirely in facts, and there are subjects where such sobriety is well placed, don't get me wrong. But thank God, we have poets and musicians and artists and fools. I have wasted my days and nights in the company of steady, wise neighbors. Much knowing has turned my hair gray and much watching has made my sight dim. Instead, says Tagore, I swear to surrender this moment all claims to the ranks of the decent. I let go of my pride of learning and judgment of right and wrong. Get drunk and go to the dogs. Let go. Let go of your pride of learning and judgment of right and wrong. What might it mean to surrender this moment to the claims of being decent? To instead just listen to your heart. To let go and live a little, to stop needing to have answers to your questions, to just be. What might it mean to surrender to the experience of joy, to just have fun, to stop clinging to the branch way past time, and instead to let go and soar and dance in the waiting wind? What might it mean when the Spirit says do to, well, do, to dance when it says dance and to sing when it says sing, to surrender to the feeling, to stop caring what other people think so much? 2 weeks ago, I talked about how one of the sure signs of anxiety in a system is a lack of playfulness, that you can tell that a person is anxious or a system is when they don't know how to play, when they are serious all the time. So play, laugh. Did you know that endorphins from laughing will add 120 years to your life? That's not technically true, but whatever. Feels great, doesn't it? Surrender, give yourself over to the experience of life itself. I think this is particularly important when we talk about experiences of divinity, when the Spirit says do. I mean, sure, all the caveats. How do we know what's divinity and what's delusion? Don't let your sense of wonder legitimize domination or harm to others and so forth. But I'm not talking about anything that big. Just, you know, be willing to shout yes at the moon every once in a while. Say a prayer, even if you're not sure about the physics of it. Say amen in church. Go ahead, let's practice. Say amen in church. Amen. One more time. Now we're talking. Feels good, right? Maybe a little silly, a little dangerous, but good. Because life is a gift. Oh, sure, it is serious and tragic sometimes. That is true, no doubt. But it's also a great gift, a wonder. And the world is full of moments of that can provoke us in a yes, a prayer, an amen. So go ahead and surrender. Don't be so respectable all the time. Respectability is a way of distancing ourselves from experience. We think we're all suave and detached. The father of liberal theology, Friedrich Schleiermacher, called people who held this attitude cultured despisers. That's a great phrase, isn't it? I know some cultured despisers. Sometimes I'm a cultured despiser. Too much distance, too much critique, too much respectability. Don't be a cultured despiser. Surrender. Surrender to those moments of awe and wonder, to love and hope and possibility. Lay aside your cynicism and the worry about past and future. Resist the headlong tumble into the next moment. If you're feeling that unearned, unexpected grace, that surprising blessing, then just let it come. Let the feeling wash over you. Say amen. Say ashe. Say thank you. Sing out loud. Give a great big hug to someone. Laugh. Tell someone that you love them. Say yes. Let go of the branch and soar in the waiting wind. When the Spirit says do, do. Surrender. But don't give yourself away. This is the second part of the gospel of the day. Surrender, but don't give yourself away. You never know what you might catch. Surrender is having a fun night out with your friends. Giving yourself away is falling into addiction. Surrender is letting the feeling of love fill your being. Giving yourself away is determining your self-worth based on whether or not they love you back. Surrender is standing in the woods and breathing in the joy of life. Giving yourself away is standing there so long that you forget to pick up the kids or the grandkids after school. Surrender is when the Spirit says, do, do. Giving yourself away is deciding that your experience of faith is the only one that counts. Surrender is singing with gusto and confidence, even if you're an amateur. Giving yourself away is not listening to the melody being created by everyone else standing around you. Surrender is letting the Spirit of life guide your days and be your roots and your wings. Giving yourself away is thinking that every passing impulse is the work of the Spirit. Look, no illusions. This is tricky. We all know folks, maybe ourselves, who err on the side of caution, who waste our days and nights in the company of wise neighbors, but never seem to live. And we all know folks, maybe ourselves, who err on the side of abandon, who give themselves away every day to self-destruction, to exclusion, or the whims of the moment. Finding this balance is the work of millennia of religious and philosophical study. Mystics and rationalists, the explorers and the thinkers. Human beings keep working this question, keep trying to find the balance. I don't think there's a single answer. You figure it out as you go. You try, you retry, you adjust, you keep at it. Thankfully, you don't have to do it by yourself. This is part of the purpose of religious community, to share with one another these moments of surprise, of unearned and unexpected grace, to hear other people's stories and learn from them, to share our own and see if it makes any sense, to help us keep hold of ourselves while we still find ways to surrender to the mystery and beauty of life. This is why we do this together and not just by ourselves. The call to surrender, but don't give yourself away, in the end, is the call to a deeper authenticity. I invite you to surrender pretension and respectability, to surrender your clinging to social role or status, surrender your grip on your desire to control the world or other people, surrender your concern for things that are not worthy of your love and faith. Surrender those things so you can be more fully yourself. Let go of distractions and work on learning to be you. let go of temptations and addictions, let go of plans and jealousies, let go of hesitation and fear. Be yourself. Let go of everything else so you can hold on to this, that you are holy and sacred and a child of the stars of the universe. It's a call to deeper authenticity, a call to deeper relationship. Because not only are you holy and sacred and a child of the stars, so is every other human being in every corner known and forgotten of the world. It's a call to surrender your preconceived notions about others, to let go of your cultured despair, your judgment, to meet one another on a human level, at a more holy level, to let go of what stands between us and be present to the world in all its glory and pain and wonder. If you walk out of here with that chorus stuck in your head, surrender but don't give yourself away, remember that it's not just about love or intoxication or rock and roll. There's a spiritual lesson too, for how we might learn to live our lives, how we might open our hearts to surprising grace, how we might open our minds to new ideas, how we might open ourselves to one another. Don't forget who you are. And don't hang on to illusions or pretenses of power. Let go of privilege and false comfort. Come into the life of risk. Join the already blowing wind and soar and laugh and cry and dance. And when the Spirit says do, do. Remember yourself at your best, but don't cling to the self-perception, the mask that we sometimes wear. You are a blessing. Don't give that away. Soar in the wind. Let the moment come. Don't rush headlong. Wake up to wonder. Love curiosity more than being right. Accept the blessings of surprising grace. Share those blessings with one another and with the world. May this be our calling, our hope, and our prayer. And let the church say, amen. Come on. Amen. One more time. Amen. One more time. Amen. Doesn't that feel good? Let's sing. Let's rise and embody your spirit.